It's time to stop and smell the donuts. Here come Cliff and Kendall.
Live it. Do it.
Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall.
Tell Mama all.
End up with a donut pig in a blanket.
Oh, it was just so good. Here we are in Tbilisi. Cliff.
We're in Tbilisi. We are the world's fattest vegetarians. Just in case.
Everyone here is shocked.
Everyone's shocked. Are people shocked when you tell them you're a vegetarian?
I wouldn't even go as far as say shocked as I would. They're just utter disbelief. They yeah. look at me like, you're fucking lying to me.
Yeah.
Straight to my face.
They're like, what joke are you pulling?
Yeah. They just kind of like, huh, okay. Yeah, which is even worse than somebody just thinking, I'm not.
It's just, guys, we are so marginalized, it's terrible. I'm Cliff and Kendall. And
you're Cliff and Kendall. I'm Cliff and I am Spartacus. I am a pig.
Kendall, tell people about this show.
We're talking about pigs, something we know a lot about. I'll just go ahead and ask you who your favorite pig ever was.
Who you know.
Is Miss Piggy.
There you go.
Samesies.
All right.
But we're talking about pigs, Cliff. They are wonderful, smart animals, and people shouldn't eat them. But on a side note, as we said, we're in Tbilisi.
All right. It's all right, Kendall. You've already made most of our listeners turn off.
Great.
They've angrily thought.
Then I'll just sit back and relax now.
They spat out their bacon, and they said, ah, this shit, I'm going to eat it. And that's their right. It's a wild world out there. And
well, that's just my opinion. It's all right.
It's just one asshole's opinion. Kendall, pigs. Pigs are very peaceful animals. Amen.
Amen.
So much like us, rarely showing aggression. Although we certainly sometimes do throw a hard drive here and there. The exceptions.
Sometimes it's needed.
The exception, though, is when many animals, when that mama pig, when she's provoked or her baby piglets are threatened, that's when she goes hog wild. Oh,
that's when she goes whole hog.
That's when she goes whole hog.
Boys, please don't talk about hog holes.
My goodness, dear.
All right, we will stop, I promise.
What are you enjoying the baths, Mrs. Potter?
Oh yeah, we're at the sulfur baths.
Yeah, I was gonna mention that, and Cliff cut me off. And
I don't think I cut you off. I think everything's going fine.
It's wonderful. The baths are so marvelous. They're supposed to be wonderful for the bowels.
You know, my bowels—they're feeling better already, and I've only been exposed to the healing vapors of the sulfur baths. I feel healed already, dear.
Oh, that's wonderful, Daffodil. And I haven't even smelled one single terrible bowel thing, dear.
Oh, nor have I.
Well, that's because it smells like rotten eggs in here.
It's a very egg-like smell.
Oh, I guess it does smell like eggs. It does. It must be the sulfur.
I hadn't noticed. Oh, my. You know, dear, I can't smell anything but your wonderful floral ecstasy perfume.
Well, you know, I always like to put a little extra on just in case.
Would you spray just a little bit more in here in the booth?
Well, of course, dear. Here you go.
There's this egg.
Right in my face. I mean, I love it.
Spray him one more time in the face. That's where some of the stink's coming from.
Oh, my goodness. Sorry, Kendall, dear.
Oh, my. Oh, dear. I believe they're calling for us. It's our time in the sulfur bath.
That's us.
Here we come.
All right.
Oh, well, I don't know. All this stuff I've read about how the sulfur baths are really good for your muscles and bowels, evidently, and
but
all this other
you
stuff.
You stink.
I was going to say, but it smells awful in here.
You get a stink on you.
All these people look like they don't even smell it.
Stink, stink, stunk.
Charles has no problem getting in it.
He's been over there. He's got goggles and a... what do you call that thing?
A snorkel.
Snorkel, that's what that is.
They're going to ban him soon.
He's definitely on his way to banishment.
But Cliff, just like us, pigs communicate constantly with one another.
Hey, man, they'd host internet talk show / podcast if they could.
They'd be hosting.
They'd be hosting. Pigs be hosting.
But one thing that is different about real pigs and us is that they don't pig out.
Oh.
As the stereotype might lead you to believe, they savor their food, Cliff.
can't remember the last time I savored anything.
I can't remember what I ate. I ate it so fast.
I ate it so fast. And so much.
Uh-huh.
So much.
Whatever
so fast.
It was huge.
It was terrible, and it just such small portions. Pigs. Miss Piggy, take her out. Obviously, she's the best pig.
No, she is.
Who's your other favorite pig?
Oh, you really put me on the spot.
You're on the spot, bitch.
I guess
we'll call this the bitch spot.
I can't think of a lot of pigs. Porky Pig.
There you go. Yeah. Come on.
That's all, folks.
Now, people say this is stupid Avengers Infinity Wars, the ultimate crossover experience.
Oh, the ultimate crossover.
I say, look at the damn end of Roger Rabbit. That's the crossover experience with all every cartoon. Didn't it blow your mind as a child when you saw Daffy Duck and Donald Ducks on the same stage?
I think. As a young child, I remember thinking, like, how did they get them all there at the same time? Aren't they busy?
I watched it a few days ago, and it blew my mind again.
All over again.
It did. Wow. And that was just a digression. But, Kendall, I wanted to mention one thing before we go on and on and on about pigs.
Which we will.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so out of shape. I'm 700 pounds of hot flab. Uh-huh. And... which, speaking of hot, Tbilisi, did you know that means warm?
Oh, does it?
That's why I'm so sweaty and also and so sulfurous.
Well, what's your excuse for all the other cities we've been in?
No, okay, so I went Mrs. Butter 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 Churn in our motel the other day. She really wanted to vacuum, and so she had you and I move all that furniture out of the motel room. And I had to lay down on the concrete outside after we moved out one bed. And it wasn't even like a heavy bed.
It was hot.
I was, but you were dancing around and doing God knows what. And I was trying to do Lamaze breaths so I didn't pass out.
Well, Cliff, it's my dancer's body. What can I say? It's my two dancer's bodies.
Oh, my God. Did you notice that when we were doing all that? Did you notice that you thought Cliff is about to die?
I didn't notice.
You did?
I'm kidding. No, I noticed. Remember I offered to go get some water.
Oh, that's right.
It was sulfur water. It was for your joints.
That's why I turned it down.
Yeah. Well, I thought it you know, they said it's really beneficial.
I was so worried when you said, I want to offer you, and I thought, oh my God, please don't offer me mouth to mouth.
I think you're dying.
So when you said sulfur water, I was like, oh my God. Well, I was so relieved.
How did I know you couldn't drink it?
How do we do this, Kendall? How do we go on in life when things are just not the way they should be? How do we go on?
I don't know. We find a way, obviously.
We find a way. Fat finds a way.
Yeah.
Kendall, tell me something beautiful about a pig. Beautiful pig fact.
Well, did you know that until the end of the 20th century, they would feed pigs in Bhutan with cannabis?
Oh, really?
Those some happy pigs.
Happy, happy pigs. Kendall, did you know an adult pig... Now, listen to this. Here's another difference between pigs and Cliff and Kendall. An adult pig can run up to 11 miles per hour.
Oh, we can't get over 8.
Whoa. Because we overeat. Kendall, China has the most domesticated pigs in the world. They got pet pigs in China.
What do you like a pet pig?
I know I didn't see any when we were there, but I probably just wasn't looking hard enough.
You were too distracted by all the food everywhere.
I was distracted because I kept asking, "Can we have more of these egg rolls? I need more."
That little dog that you thought you were petting, that
more,
was a pig.
More. Oh, that was a pig. Yeah. Kendall, pigs are easily trained to walk on a leash, use a litter box, and to do tricks, as we probably would have noticed in
Another
China.
Another thing that we're related to pigs.
Kendall always is doing a trick.
Except when my mother tried to put me on a leash, it didn't work.
It didn't work.
Oh, gosh. Oh, I feel so refreshed from this show for bad.
Look at me dance, dear. Oh, like, I can move all around.
Look at how loose her joints are.
Oh, my goodness. We need a sulfur bath back at home.
Oh, sugar lump. We must put one in the backyard.
We can check with Charles. I bet he can figure a way to make that work.
Let's fill in the children's sandbox with sulfur water.
Just have him sit in it for a day. That should do it.
Oh, Kendall, that doesn't even make any scientific sense. You know how they say the human centipede is scientifically accurate? Well, that statement was not. And I will take that to the bank.
Oh, but I can tell that you both are overheated and these sulfur fumes are getting to your brain.
Here, I've brought you some water, dear.
Oh, thank you.
Some sulfur water? No, dear, you can't drink sulfur water.
You can't drink it, you know.
All right, well, I will not. So this is regular water.
Yes, dear. Regular water.
Okay, good.
All right, good. Oh, dear. Well, I do have an appointment for my eyebrows, dear, over here at the other salon, dear.
Oh, yes. You know, they put a sulfur paste on the brow.
Oh, I'm so excited about that.
It's so good. It's supposed to promote the healthiest eyebrows possible.
Well, that's wonderful news. I can't wait to get it on my eyebrows.
Oh, yes. You know, I think I'll splurge and have mine done as well.
Okay, come on, dear.
Just don't tell the boys back at the lodge.
Oh, my goodness, never, dear. It's our little secret.
It's our little secret, dear.
Come along, Daffodil. Let's go.
Yes.
I'll see if we can fit your appointment in as well.
Oh, yes. And have them hummus your buttocks.
Ooh, right. I could go for a good buttocks pumicing later.
I wish there was... Is there a Cinnabon inside this?
I doubt it.
I doubt it. Sulfur buns.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. I went way off the rails.
No, Kendall, there are no rails.
Oh, that's good.
That's the thing about our
show. Then I'm back on track.
There's no track to be on. All right, so, Kendall, I have a thing to talk to you about, and it's called Dear.
Oh, do you?
It's a letter. It's a segment.
You've got questions. We've got answers.
Uh-huh.
Dear Cliff and Kendall.
Kendall, ask me, dear Cliff and Kendall, please let me help some people.
Okay. You've never asked.
Lord, let us be lights to the world.
Dear Cliff and Kendall.
Let us be a lamp unto thy feet.
I have been in a relationship for 4 years.
Boring.
My partner has fibromyalgia and rheumatoid arthritis. When we met, he had just found out he was still active working and we had sex regularly. Fast forward, he is now on disability, not working at all, we rarely sleep together, and he never leaves the house. I love him still, but I didn't realize how hard this would be. I know he has a lot to cope with, but it's hard on me as well. I have to work, do most of the chores, and beg him to go out. We're only in our mid-20s, and I'm afraid for our future. I feel like I'm already 80 years old, and I don't want to leave him, but I also don't want to live this way. Any advice would be helpful.
Take an aspirin and don't call me in the morning.
Oh, ouch.
Ouch. Gendo, I feel like we should just tell it like it is.
Tell it like it is.
From this point on, get over it, break up.
Get over it.
Next.
All right.
All right.
Help.
Yeah, there we go. Open this one up here. All right. Oh, there we go. Dear Cliff and Kendall, can you please educate your readers about supermarket etiquette? Every time I buy groceries, I encounter people who push or park their carts in the middle of the damn aisle with no consideration for other shoppers. Mm-hmm. Oh, I also see them blindly blast through intersections in the aisles and barely avoid colliding with each other. A few weeks ago, I said to a gentleman, I said, "Pardon me, may I go around you? Thank you." And he responded that I was the first person who had ever said that to him. I'm surprised there aren't more cases of road rage in supermarkets, or as I would call it, aisle rage. Kendall and Cliff, my suggestion is, why don't we follow the basic traffic rules in the supermarket? For example, stay to the right unless you're passing. One lane for multiple passengers. And police around every corner. What is your opinion? Come on, Cliff and Kendall, side with me. And that is signed, Bitched Out in Busheltown.
I feel like I know this listener.
Uh-oh.
I want to go ahead and just jump right on their side and say I agree wholeheartedly. I have aisle rage.
But really, we don't care what you think. They asked for etiquette. You think we're going to go with what you say?
She's busy right now.
Hold on. Hey, guys.
Hey, you guys.
Got an etiquette question.
I'm coming to you. I'm coming.
Oh, boys, we can't take long. These wraps, these sulfur wraps on our eyebrows. We've got to get them off momentarily.
Oh, yes, dear.
We can't leave them on too long.
What's going on, dear? What can I help with?
All right, so we have an etiquette question.
Oh, here, I see the letter, dear. Let me read it real quick.
All right.
Oh, yes, of course.
At least my eyebrows are tingling, dear.
Oh, dear, this is an easy one, dear.
Okay, what's the etiquette?
Well, definitely, dear, don't have aisle rage, dear. You mustn't do that. That's very improper etiquette. The thing you should do is be very respectful of others. And if others are not respectful of you, dear, it's not your place to make them be respectful. You can't fix people.
Well, now, do you think that we need to go so far as to have, like, a red light system?
No, absolutely not, dear. Absolutely not.
What about a low-tech stop sign or a yield? Maybe a roundabout?
Dear, the traffic stops of the day were put in place because of accidents, dear, that caused many injuries and death even sometimes.
Now, what do you think about
injuries from shopping carts?
What do you think about the children? Do you think they're going to get their legs caught in those folding cart things in the top, you know? They're made of metal. That sounds like they would pinch their legs.
Oh, dear, but the shopping cart's not going to crush.
Now, what about, should there be a limit to how fast you can go? Should they post, like, 1/80th of a mile an hour? Or should there be different limits for, like, the frozen aisles versus the produce?
Well, dear, it's funny. I did read a book once about shopping cart speeds. And it's funny that you could actually get one up to about 50 miles an hour if you're really running downhill.
All right, well, I think you keep telling me we're going to cut to a break here on the show. But
you got
to keep telling me about your book.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
All right.
Okay, and dear, anyway, you want
to
make sure...
Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. You won't want to miss a thing.
Don't you just love this new toothpaste with my dress? It's the new mint-flavored Crest. Or do you prefer the regular Crest? I know both have cavity-fighting fluoride, but the new mint flavor, I don't know, it just makes me feel so wild. Of course, the regular Crest makes me feel wholesome.
Look, they both fight cavities, so use one for your uppers and one for your lowers. Then wear the dress with sneakers.
Welcome back to the show. I hope you're ready for fat people.
No, okay, I will.
They only had the hand carts that you had to carry with triple twist twine and papyrus. There's many have been found in that region.
Oh, wait,
but that takes
back
us over to Miss. Oh,
okay. Welcome back.
That, you know, Mrs. Potter, better turn. That is the fascinating story about shopping carts.
It really is. I'm gonna have to borrow that book from you.
Yeah, I want to read it after you.
Oh, I've been reading it nightly after the Bible and my prayers. Oh, yes. I'm on chapter 3.
You're really getting a long regimen at night, dear.
It's very, do you wish that you had a little routine, or do you, Kendall, have like a routine? Like,
do
that?
I have a routine?
Do you? You have, you're severely OCD.
I know. So yes, I have a routine for everything. I have a routine for all my routines.
I always wish I aspired to a routine, and then I just pass out. Food containers.
Everyone needs a good routine. What's yours, dear? Well, I take my vitamins at night. So I take those right before I go to bed. And it's like, if I haven't, you know, and there's all these little steps, I have to take a shower before I go to sleep.
Oh, dear, should my eyebrows be tingling like this?
Oh, I feel like they're burning. Smoking, dear. Hop on our two, dear. Oh, my goodness, we've taken these too long, dear. We must throw back in hard, dear. Hurry. Oh, and there goes his bowels.
Oh, no. Right into the sulfur bath.
Oh, we're going to have to shut that one down.
It was just Charles in there. He just poked his head up.
Oh, he's fine.
He's okay. He didn't even notice he was down underneath with the scuba thing.
Oh, snorkel. My goodness, Cliff. Are you talking to me?
I know. Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you about more pig facts. That's
pig
what I'm talking
facts?
About. Yes.
Give me one.
All right, let's see. You know, pigs are actually very clean animals also, Cliff. I know you wouldn't think it with all the mud, But they will be careful not to soil the area they sleep or eat in, unlike us.
God bless them.
And pigs don't actually sweat like pigs. They're unable to sweat. Can you believe that?
Well, amen. Kendall, are you talking to me? It's the segment
you're talking
to me. I'm on the only one here.
All right, I'll talk to you. Clifford, what is your favorite fast food? What am I doing?
I don't know what you're doing. This is Are You Talking
I know.
To me?
And I just picked these up and started reading them.
I was like, okay, what movie is this? What are your favorite fast food? Slumdog Millionaire.
All right. It's leave, you idiot. Make like a tree and leave. You sound like a damn fool when you say it wrong.
That was Citizen Kane.
Yes.
And that was Orson Welles.
That was.
To Kitty Carlisle. What?
It was my Citizen Kane.
Vacation.
No. Well, okay, maybe it wasn't Citizen Kane. That was Back to the Future. That was Biff.
Oh, okay. All right.
Saying it to himself.
Go for it, Biff. All right. Ugh. Space. The one thing I do not need more of.
Was that... Spaceballs.
No. Idiot. That was Jennifer Lawrence in Passengers.
No. Duh.
Duh.
Okay.
Big duh on that one.
Big Kendall. Duh. Big duh.
Big major duh.
As usual with mine.
As usual.
There's some folks who don't eat like us, she whispered fiercely, but what?
What? Kendall, I don't know what's going on. Do you?
Now you listen to me. I'm an advertising man, not a red herring. I've got a job, a secretary, a mother, two ex-wives, and several bartenders that depend on me, and I don't intend to disappoint them all by getting myself slightly killed.
That was Analyze This.
No, close. North by Northwest.
Oh, that is pretty close. Kendall, you know what happens to a toad when it's struck by lightning? The same thing that happens to everything else.
Still Magnolias.
Still Magnolias. Oh. Kendall, no, that was Storm in the X-Men movie.
Okay.
It's all right, Kendall. We're still on the air. Just keep going.
Is it my turn?
I don't know. Who can tell?
But you ain't called them to contradict them at the table when they don't. I don't know. I've messed that one up.
Was that the Nutty Professor?
Yes, it was the Nutty Professor.
Kendall, there's something very interesting going on in there, biologically.
That inner space.
Inner Nace. It was Avatar.
Oh, Avatar. I might have known that one, actually.
All right. You might have known that one, but you didn't. So.
Wisdom.
Better luck
Kendall.
Next time.
No longer talking about
boys. Oh, my God. What happened to your eyebrows?
It was terrible. We left the solution on our eyebrows way too long, and it just burned them right off.
Oh, they're gone.
Oh, well... You look fine. You look surprised.
You know, Whoopi Goldberg has had a very successful career without any eyebrows.
Oh, dear, give me the Sharpie over there, dear. Oh, we must draw some on.
Please don't talk about making Whoopi, boys. Not on the air.
Never mind.
Oh, dear. Do you think anyone will notice if you draw my eyebrows on with a Sharpie?
No, dear. No, if you do it right, dear, look at mine. Look, I've got them perfectly arched on the left and the right. Oh, those look pretty good.
Oh, no. You were looking in the mirror. The left one is actually on the right, and the right is on the left.
Goodness, I've drawn them all incorrectly, dear.
Now you look very angry.
I am very angry, dear, that I put them on backwards.
Well, they do, the way they're slanted. You do look just a little bit naturally angry there, but I think your demeanor will make up for it.
Dear, I'm going to have to go find some goof off.
Oh, my. Don't start about goofing. Oh, now my balls.
Oh, no, dear. We must get back to the sulfur bath, dear. Oh,
back to the sulfur.
Oh, I bet that'll keep the Sharpie off.
Oh, yes. Move out of the way.
Kendall, that is...
That was weird. It was stupid. That's what it was. It was stupid. It's time for Kendall's stupid question.
Stupid question.
It's
a love-hate relationship.
You just hate to love it. Cliff, what's your favorite fast food meal?
Meal?
Uh-huh. If you want to call it a meal.
Just mega amounts of anything. Just a large milkshake.
Supersize it. All right.
What's your favorite? Crunch Wraps?
Yes.
That's probably my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
That's one, or just any, I mean, anything. I'm f***ing fat.
Nothing like starting the day with a good old Crunchwrap from Taco Bell.
Oh, what? Best part of waking up.
I know my answer to this next one is, if you could design a postage stamp, what would be on it?
Oh, Jake Gyllenhaal.
No. I was going to say a Crunchwrap.
A Crunchwrap. No. Jake Gyllenhaal.
Okay. Because
he deserves it, and if you can't get a damn Oscar, you get a damn postage stamp.
You should, your postage stamps have him on it, like, it's time for his Oscar.
Or he doesn't even want an Oscar.
He'd rather be on a stamp.
He would rather be on a stamp.
Cliff, if you could spend one week...
Of course,
week...
it's a damn shame they don't make stamps you can lick anymore.
Don't you miss licking
don't
a good old stamp.
Don't you miss the licking of the stamps. It's a different era.
If you could spend your 1 week at any hotel,
anywhere,
where would you choose?
Anywhere, hotel, anywhere. You know, Kendall, we've been so many beautiful places.
And now we have got to travel a lot.
It's, nowhere.
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 So good.
And because I feel like we've been everywhere, and everywhere has been so wonderful. That we could just go anywhere, because wherever you go, if your heart is full of love the way ours are, and you have friends and people around you that care and will support you, and wherever you are, wherever you hang your hat is home.
Beautifully put.
I would like the cash value of that week trip, though.
Well, I'll see what I can do.
See what you can do.
And finally, one more question all for right. you, Cliff. You know, over your lifetime, different people's lifetimes, you know, you talk to your grandmother, your parents, so many things changed over their lives.
Oh, yeah.
What's the thing that's changed the most over your lifetime?
That changed the most? Let's see. Always been obese.
And that's a constant.
It's a constant. The Simpsons has been on.
Mm-hmm.
That's a constant. And just this stupid internet. Right?
We're broadcasting to you live from the stupid internet.
I don't know. We're the same age. What do you think?
I'd say phones.
Phones?
Yeah.
There was no internet before. Now there's the internet. There at least were phones.
All right. Touche.
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 Thank goodness I could just...
I can't argue with you if you're right.
He was getting out his phone to show me just exactly how it had evolved over the years. And he realized he was wrong and there was no need to go on.
Your Honor,
charade.
I rescind my case. No further questions.
There's no further
questions. All the time.
What,
stupid questions.
That's what I was looking for.
No further questions, Your Honor.
That's what I was looking for. Oh, boys, you'll never guess. Fawn, because she began crying when we were FaceTiming with her.
She seems so terrified.
Oh, her mouth. They're very frightening to her.
She said, Mommy, why are you so scared?
And she said, Daddy, what's on your face?
It was awful, dear.
Oh, it was terrible.
She will recover from this next time you see
maybe
her.
Maybe bring her to the sulfur bath.
Yeah.
See if that'll help her.
I
wouldn't show Opie until you get your face.
That's a good idea.
He must never know, dear.
He must never know. That's right.
No photographic evidence can remain.
We must go catch that woman that took our photo and delete it. Quickly.
We'll throw her phone in the sulfur bag.
You distract her. I'll get the phone.
All right. Excuse me, woman.
Coming through. Oh,
can we have a print of that?
I'm glad we didn't take the picture.
Thank God. I was about to start sketching it like a courtroom artist, but I won't even bother now.
Cliff, they are so sad that their eyebrows are gone.
Well, you know, I think... To everything turn. So, same to the eyebrows, and they will come back, I think. Do eyebrows, they grow back?
Yes, they grow back.
But not soon.
No, it's going to take a little while. Cliff, I'm going to leave you with one lasting thought here before we get too sad here. We start
before we depart this mortal coil.
Yeah, it's a big one. There are 2 billion pigs on Earth.
Some of them are not even us.
There's 2 billion other pigs than us.
Other pigs. Kendall, many people think money is something to be set aside for a rainy day. But honestly, how much money do you really need for a dozen or so hours of inclement weather? And that was said by who? But the best pig around, Miss Piggy.
Miss Piggy.
Love her.
I am fond. This is not me saying this. It's a quote. I am fond of pigs. Dogs look up to us. Cats look down on us. Pigs treat us as equals.
They do.
That was Mr. Churchill himself, Winston.
He said it. I think that was in one of those World War II broadcasts.
It is the lesser known World War II speech. But he said a lot of things, Cliff.
He said a lot of things.
Pigs was one of them.
A lot of funny things to a lot of funny people. And I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. We'll see you next week. I'm going to go take a bath.
Oh, yeah, I need to.
Ooh, but not in that one.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.podbean.com.
This is why you should never do cocaine in podcast.
Uh-huh. Or just never podcast at all.
Yeah. Really.